Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministries. And I'm so delighted to be back on our radio broadcast for our Sunday worship service. I give God praise and glory today. I magnify his holy name on today. We're going to get ready to, I just honor God. I give reverence to God who is the head, who is my life, and to Apostle Deans in his absence, and to each one of you. We're going to have our doxology now. Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministries. And I'm so delighted today to be back on our radio broadcast for the praise for our Sunday worship service. I just give God all the praise and glory today. We're going to get ready now, because I just thank and praise God for this opportunity. We're going to get ready to have our short devotion service, have our devotion service on today. I just thank and praise God for this opportunity. Every opportunity I get to praise God, I want to do it. Every opportunity. I just give God all the praise today. I give him glory. I honor God on today. Our scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 51. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sins. For I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, the desire in the inward part and in the hidden part, thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins and blot out my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew in me a right spirit within me. I have just read you from Psalm 51, from the first verse down to the 10th verse. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. Amen. We're going to get ready for a song, and then we're going to have our devotional prayer.
Oh, Lord, been so good to me, been so faithful to me. Oh, I can sing a billion songs, yet still my feet are spin till I'm living in four. Can't praise you enough. I can shout till my voice gives way. Leave till I have no strength. Leave my breath trying to explain. Can't praise you enough. And the time and words stop. I can never tell it all. I'm so happy to be. I just want to thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Surrounded by your goodness, you
Father, we come now humbly before your throne of grace this morning, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, God, that we committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come right now confessing that we've sinned and asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on today, God. I just give you all the praise today, and we give you glory today, Father. We just magnify your holy name on today. I glorify your name, God. I lift your name up, God. I worship you this afternoon, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I just want to thank you today, God, for all that you're doing. Thank you for waking me up this morning, God. I just thank you right now, God, for starting me on my way. I thank you for giving me a mind to pray today. I thank you this morning, God. I give you glory this morning. I magnify your holy name, God, and I glorify your name this morning, God, and I just want to thank you today, God, for giving me eyes to see, ears to hear, and a mouth to praise you with, in the name of Jesus. I just want to thank you today, God, been so good, and I don't take it for granted today, in the name of Jesus. I just want to thank you, Lord, and I thank you, God, and I praise your name. I just want to thank you today. Been good to me, better than to me, than I can ever be to myself. You've been good, God, and I just want to thank you today, God, and I just want to thank you today, God, and I want to thank you today, God, and good, 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 hallelujah. I give you glory, and I give you praise today. You've been so good to me, God. You've been good to me, God, and you've been good to me, God, and I thank you this morning. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to thank you today, God. I ask you to cover everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord. Lord, cover every member of this church, of this ministry, in the shed blood of Jesus, and encamp your angels all around about them to protect them from all hurt, harm, or danger. Lord, I just want to thank you today. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We thank you this afternoon, God. And we just thank you this afternoon, God. And I don't know about you, God, nobody else, but I just want to thank you today, God. And in the name of Jesus, I give you glory, hallelujah, and I give you praise. I ask you now to cover this worship service today, God. Lord, I ask you today to send your anointing, God. I ask you right now, God, to send your anointing, God. And send your anointing down, God. And send it down. Send your fire, God. And fire of the Holy Ghost down today. And take over, Holy Spirit. And take control of this service, God, of this worship, God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we just want to do it just like that. We want to give it to you, God. We want you to do it, God. Let your power fall in the midst of us, God. Let your power fall, Lord Jesus. Let your power fall, Lord, In the name of Jesus, let the power of the Holy Ghost fall on us today. In the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, bless this service, God. Let the atmosphere be conducive, Lord, for signs, miracles, and wonders on this day, God. In the name of Jesus, do it for us, Lord. Bless this service, God. Lord, let me decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase, God, and do everything that you've commanded him to do on today, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Father, we thank you today. We thank you today, God. Let your power fall today, God. Father, we bind the strong man today. We bind him up right now, God. We bind up every strong man, God, from this radio broadcast and from our lives. We bind the strong man. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we bind up the strong man right now, God. And we bind him up and we cast him out. We command him to go. Leave. Dismissed. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, go now, hallelujah, from this radio broadcast and from our lives. Lord, we just thank you today. Lord, we give you glory today. Lord, we thank you. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Lord, we give you praise and we give you glory. God has been so good to me. He's been so good to me. God's been just so good to me. I don't know what else to say or do. God has been so good to me. Hallelujah. He's been better than good to me. He's been better than good. Hallelujah. On my worst day, going through my worst and worst problems, my terrible problems, God's still good. I can still see God in everything. Hallelujah. On my worst, my sickest day, on my tiredest day, on my worst day, God's still been good to me. Hallelujah. I give him praise today, and I give him glory today. God is good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woke me up this morning. Hallelujah. Gave me a mind to pray. Gave me a sound mind where I can think on my own. In the name of Jesus, I give God praise and I give him glory today. I got eyes where I can see. I got ears that I can hear. I got a mouth that I can speak. I just thank God today. I thank God today with a roof over my head. I thank God today for my health and strength. He didn't have to do it, but God loved me. Hallelujah. He loved me way before I knew how to love myself. I thank God on today. In the name of Jesus, he's been good just like that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. I thank God today. Hallelujah. He's been good to me. In the name of Jesus, bless my family. He's blessed my family members. He's blessed my children, grandchildren, and great-grands. Bless my husband. In the name of Jesus, what more can I ask for? Who wouldn't serve a God like that? Who wouldn't serve a God like that? God has been so good to me. Hallelujah. God has been good to me. I can get up and walk around in the name of Jesus. I can think on my own. Hallelujah. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, and I don't take that for granted. Then most of all, he allowed me to worship him. He allowed me to praise him. He allowed me to pray for the people of God. I don't take that for granted. I give God glory, hallelujah, and I give him praise, hallelujah. God is a good God, and he's so worthy to be praised, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Yes, God. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. 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 I give you the highest praise. If I had 10 trillion tongues, I couldn't praise God. It wouldn't be enough if I praise him with every one of them. Wouldn't be enough praise for my Father. I thank God today. I thank God. I'm a living testimony. I'm a walking testimony. Here I am with a defibrillator in my chest. I'm a living testimony. Hallelujah. And I thank God that he's my defibrillator. He's my shepherd. And I shall not want him. I thank God today. I got to get off of here. Hallelujah. 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 I thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Any more testimonies? Thank you, God. God is good. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, God. Oh, yes, God. Thank you for that praise coming out, God. That praise that was down on the inside of me, God, that had to come up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You're so worthy. You're worthy, my Father. You're worthy, Jesus, to be praised. Hallelujah. Oh, we give God praise. We give him glory. I just feel the fire of God all over me. My eyeballs are on fire. Everything's burning. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Thank you for your anointing today. Yes, God. Glory. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes, God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. You're worthy, Jesus. You're worthy, Father. Thank and praise God for this opportunity to praise him, to speak for him, to give him glory, to give him honor. I just thank God. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. If there's no testimonies, we're going to go and we're going to have our song first. And then we're going to go into the word of God.
Who is good, y'all raising? You provide spirit. I will open up the light. You provide fire. I'll provide the satisfied. You provide spirit.
Thank you.
Everybody, the devil is a liar. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to get ready to go right into the Word of God. Father, I just thank you for this opportunity, Lord, to preach your Word, God. I ask you right now, God, to use me for your glory, God. Speak through me, Lord. Move me from myself, Father. I don't know nothing of myself, Lord, but only from you, God. Cleanse my heart and mind today. Use me for your instrument. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. And I praise the Lord, everybody. I hope everybody can hear me. I don't know about this telephone. Amen. We're going to get ready. I'm going to talk about what the Lord had put on my mind on yesterday when I was studying and going through the Word of God, doing what I do on the Sabbath day. And I'm going to be coming from the book of Colossians, in chapter 3, just one verse, chapter 3, verse 17, chapter 3, verse 17, And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Now, last week I talked about this being a servant of something in that effect. But today I'm going to just speak a little bit, not long, on whatsoever you do. Whatsoever you do for God. The scriptures say, whatsoever you do in word or in deed, whatsoever you do, whatsoever you say, or whatsoever you do, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. So when we do things, and we're supposed to be doing things for God, whatever he called you to do, whatever you're supposed to be doing for God, do it in the name of the Lord Jesus. I don't care what it is. Whatever God, if you're supposed to be standing on the back door of the church, shaking everybody's hand on the way in, on the way out, do it. Give it your all. Give it everything that you have. Do it. Do it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, when I say this, I mean this, when you do something in Jesus' name. That's just like when you close out a prayer, you say, in Jesus' name, I pray. When you praying in Jesus' name, you giving it all, everything. Ain't nothing left after Jesus. Ain't nothing left after all. Nothing, no exception, nothing. After all, it's nothing else. Just like Jesus. Ain't nothing left after Jesus. When you do stuff in Jesus' name, you got to do it like Jesus was right there. You got to do it like Jesus was doing it. Or he was saying, do this right here, touching it, standing by you. Because he watches. When we do things for the Lord, we can't play around with it. We cannot play around with it. When God give us something to do, we got to do it just like if it was Jesus doing it. I've heard people say, well, I don't know if I should do that. What would Jesus do? Whatever he would do, he would do it in a manner that, a loving manner, in a manner of thanksgiving. This is how we got to do things for God. God don't call us for us to just half do some stuff and slap it up there and give it right here and do it like that. And, you know, all this kind of stuff, God don't do that. And God got a name for people like that. He call them hypocrites. You can't say you're going to do something for God and don't. Or you preach all this good stuff that you're going to do, or say all this stuff you're going to do and don't do nothing. That's a hypocrite. That's what the words say. We got to do whatever it is, whatever it is. It can be taking somebody a glass of water, giving the prophet a piece of bread, giving the pastor some juice, whatever it is, cleaning the bathroom in the church, sweeping the floor, whatever it is. You better give it your all. Because I remember the day and I remember the time when I had to clean the bathroom at the church, when I had to sweep and mop the floor, when I had to be on my knees on pastor's appreciation service, cleaning and doing this and that. When you do whatever it is that you do, whatever it is that you do for the Lord or in the name of the Lord, you better do it. You better do the best you can do.
You better do it with God and keep God in mind, because I tell you, he's looking at us. We're going to be judged for every deed, good or bad. Good or bad, whatever we do. And if he called us and told us to do something and we playing around with it, what you think going to happen? Sooner or later, he going to get somebody else. He the only somebody I know that can call you, inspire you, and still use you. He the only person I know that can do that. He can sit you down and still use you. He can do whatever he wants to do. God can. But we, the children of God, the ones that he loves, we got to do it the right way. We got to do it with everything we got. We can't mess around with God when it comes to things he done called us to do. He's given us spiritual gifts. If we're not using them like he say use them, what you think going to happen? He going to take them. Give it to somebody that wants to do it. This God I'm talking about, it's an honor and a privilege to pray. It's an honor and a privilege to preach. It's an honor and a privilege to even sing, whatever it is, to testify, to just speak the word of God, to read the Bible. Some people blind can't see. Some people deaf can't hear. But us that got all of this stuff, whatever ye do in word or deed, we better do this thing the right way for God. And then when we start doing something for God, when he calls us to do something, that's why I don't care how tired I am. I don't care what I'm going through. I just don't care. I don't let my body, because my body don't feel like doing it a whole lot of days. But I don't let my body dictate to me. I tell it what to do. It better hang on, because I'm hanging on to God. But when God give us something to do, we need to commit to the Lord, whatsoever it is. We need to do it. In the name of the Lord, we need to do it to the best of our ability. Then we need to, if God calls us to feed the hungry, we need to plan carefully, and we need to count up the cost before we try to do anything, and we need to know how we're going to do it. We need to show up, be praying, asking God, which way should I go? How should I do this? We got to do this thing the right way, or don't do it at all. Whatever you do, in the name of the Lord, whatever we're supposed to be doing, hallelujah, in the name of the Lord, the name of Jesus is so powerful. It's so powerful. We got to do it right. Ain't no other way for us to do it. What we doing in Jesus' name, what we said in Jesus' name, is all that power is behind that thing. So we got to do it the right way. We got to plan carefully and doing it. That's what we got to do. We got to plan carefully. Then we got to pray. We got to pray and ask God to lead and guide us. Then when we get through with that, we got to work hard in excellency, doing what God called us to do. We got to do this thing. Do it faithfully. Don't just haphazardly do something that God didn't call you to do. Then you just do it how you want to do it. But we got to do it in faith. Whatever we do. Hallelujah. We got to show up and do it to please God. I ain't trying to please man. I'm telling you, I'm trying to please God in everything I do, in everything I say. I'm telling you. Ain't no way I can please me. But I'm trying to all that I have to please God. God is the only man or person you should be trying to please in everything that you do. Because God can make everything else okay. But you got to make sure you're pleasing God. You got to be faithful to God. You got to be faithful. And when he tells you to move, you better move. You better move and thank him for his giving you the spirit of tenacity to stay there and be patient and do what he say do. We got to do this thing. And just remember, God going to judge us for what we do. When God give you something to do and you just sit back on it and you just do this every minute, every time you look around, you ain't praying, you ain't studying, you ain't worshiping, you ain't giving him glory, you ain't doing nothing God say. So what you think gonna happen? God's writing it down. He got a heavenly secretary taking notes of everything that we do and say. It's just like a video, a camera. He's taking every step that we do, whatever it is. God looking at us, y'all. So if we trying to please God, we going to have to be committed. We got to be committed to the things that God called us to do. We got to plan and be plan carefully and do what God told us to do. We got to make sure it's the right thing. We got to do it just like when he sent Elijah to the lady, to the widow house, and he told Elijah that she would make him some bread, that she would take care of him. Elijah asked her to cook him some bread. When I tell you, she made that bread. She didn't have but a little bit. She was cooking for her and her son, but she turned around and gave it to the prophet. When you do for the prophet, you receive a prophet's reward. But she did just what God called her to do. She didn't have nothing else for herself and her son, but she gave it to the prophet, what God told her to do. And when her baby was on the deathbed, when he was over in ICU, when he didn't have no more breath in his body, God made Elijah lay on the baby. And the baby, the little boy got up. Yes, he got up and he lived and breath came back into the little boy. Don't tell me when you do what God tells you to do. He is faithful and just. He is faithful and just to do, give us every promise that he promised us. I'm telling you, you got to do what God called you to do. You can't sit around here murmuring and complaining. You can't sit around and say, well, I'm tired today. I'm a call him and tell him this, and I'm going to call him and tell him that, and ain't going to do nothing today. You know, I done worked all week, and I'm tired, and I done did this. When it comes to God's business, you can't do that. When it comes to the things of God, when it comes to the things of Jesus, when it comes to the things of the Holy Ghost, you got to show up, be on your job. You got to be on your game. You got to be listening. You got to be attentive. You got to say, what else now? What else? Which way you want me to step? Do I go north, left, or do I go right? Is it north, or is it south? Is it to the east, or to the west? And do what God tells you to do, how he leads and guides you. You got to do this thing. You cannot sit around and not pay attention to what God has called you to do and not do it at all. Not do it at all. You got to do it. And then after you do it, the scripture said, whatsoever you do in word and in deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks. You got to give thanks to God and the Father by him. You got to give thanks that he allowed you to do whatever it is. You got to be so thankful to the Lord that he called you, that he gave you a gift, that he anointed you to whatever it is he called you to do. Everybody can't do everything. So it's different things for everybody. And whatever it is that God called you to do, you better do it in the name of the Lord. You better do it like God is standing right there telling you which feet to take forward and which hands to push up and what to say and how to do this. You better do it to the glory of the Lord. That's how we do things. We don't do messy stuff. You better do it in the name of the Lord. And you know, like I told you, Jesus, in Jesus is power in the name of Jesus. And when we do it in the name of Jesus, our days get brighter. When we do stuff in the name of Jesus, our burdens that we carry get lighter. All we got to do is give it to Jesus. And we do it in the name of Jesus. God will reach down when you're sick, when your body aching with pain. He'll reach down and touch you. Reach down and heal your body, huh? In the name of Jesus. When you do it in the name of Jesus, grace that's given for whatever job that needs done, God will give you grace, and his grace is sufficient in the name of Jesus. And when you do it, in the name of Jesus, there is joy when you have sorrow. It's joy when you have sorrow. There is peace in the midst of confusion. There is hope for tomorrow. In the name of Jesus, when you do it in the name of Jesus, he'll take every disease. He took every disease. He was whooped for every disease that we being healed from today in the name of Jesus. I'm talking about Jesus, you know, the Son of God, the man who died for us, the man that was hung up on the cross. I'm talking about Jesus, the Son of God, Mary's baby, in the name of Jesus, the roll of cherry, the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. I'm talking about Jesus, the man who shed his blood on the cross for your sins and mine. I'm talking about Jesus that was hung up for all of our hang-ups. I'm talking about Jesus. Jesus, I'm talking about him in the name of Jesus. When you do stuff in the name of Jesus, God is always with it. When you do stuff in the name of Jesus, you can take your burdens to the cross and you can leave them right there. I'm talking about Jesus. I'm talking about Jesus, the heavy load bearer. In the name of Jesus, he'll carry every heavy load that we have. In the name of Jesus, he'll give you peace. In the time of trouble, I'm talking about Jesus. I'm talking about Jesus that was crucified for our sin, that died for us. I'm talking about the name of Jesus, power in the name of Jesus. And when they hung him and he stayed there all night, and all day, for 3 days, and he died. And I'm telling you right now, the Father raised him from the dead with all power, with all power, with all power in his hand. He had all power in his hand. I'm talking about Jesus today. I'm talking about Mary's baby today. I'm talking about the Nazarite in the name of Jesus. I'm talking about the carpenter's son in the name of Jesus. Yeshua in the name of Jesus. I'm talking about him today. I don't know about you, hallelujah, but I know what Jesus did for me. Die for every one of my sins, for every hang up. I'm talking about Jesus. What you do for him, what you do in words or in deed, do it to the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God that he allowed you to do whatever it is he told you to do. Hallelujah. I thank God because he strays me out. I thank God that he allows me to do things. He don't have to let me do them. He don't have to give me an opportunity. opportunity. He don't have to give me the strength. He don't have to prop me up on every time. He don't have to strengthen me where I'm weak. He don't have to build me up while I'm going down. He don't have to hold me up in the name of Jesus. But he do. He does. And I thank God on today. I thank God for every opportunity that he give me. Whatever so whatsoever I do it in word or in deed. I do it in the name of the Lord. Just thanking God. I thank him for giving me an opportunity to preach his word. I thank God for giving me an opportunity to pray for people I don't even see. I thank God for using me, even though I'm in the background. People don't even know who I am. I don't really care who I am. All I know is Jesus who know who I am. That's who I'm pleasing today. And I give God praise on today. And I give him glory today. Amen. I just thank and praise God for this word, for the word of God, for the people of God. You better think about when God calls you to do something, whether it's word or to say something, and you do it in the name of the Lord, you better give thanks and thank God that you can do it in the name of the Lord. Because when you do it in Jesus' name, it's power in the name of Jesus. It's power where the demons tremble. Hallelujah. When you call on the name of Jesus, it's power where the demons have to flee when you say Jesus' name. Can't no demon stand up. No demon in hell could stand up to the name of Jesus. Honey, when you do it in the name of Jesus, honey, your whole world going to change. You're going to get refreshed. You're going to be rejuvenated, restored, revived, and everything. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. The word of God for the people of God. We're going to go right on into the altar call. Father, we just thank you today for another opportunity to pray. Lord, I ask you to cover everyone under the sound of my voice. I ask you to cover everyone that will watch this video or listen to it, God. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to cover them in the shed blood of Jesus and encamp angels all around about them to protect them from all hurt, harm, or danger on today. Lord, we just thank you. I thank you for them, Lord. I thank you for each and every one of them. I ask you to bless their families, bless them with the blessings that they stand in need of on today. I ask you to cover them, God. Cover their vehicles, cover their homes, to post angels in every home, God, in the name of Jesus. Then, Lord, I ask you to bless them on their job, bless them in their cars, bless them in the field, huh? In the name of Jesus, I ask you to bless their storehouse, God, and bless their pocketbooks, and bless their bank accounts. In the name of Jesus, do it, Lord. Hallelujah. Lift every heavy weight. Lift every burden, God, off of them. In the name of Jesus, lift every oppressed spirit, depressed spirit, lift every stressed spirit in the name of Jesus. And I ask you right now to heal aching bodies on today. Heal touch right now, God. You know every situation and every circumstance. Do it today, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you right now, God, to bless our enemies. Bless those that try to say all manner of evil against us, Lord. And I ask you to bless them with the blessing they stand in need of them. And then, Lord, I ask you to bind the strong man from our lives and from our family lives, from this radio broadcast, in the name of Jesus. Bind up every witch, every wizard, every warlock, every psychic from our lives, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to just bless those in the hospital, in ICU, in neonatal intensive care unit. Lord, behind prison walls, in penal institutions, in mental health wards, God, bless them, God, in the name of Jesus. I ask you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, to touch even all over the earth, men, women, boys, and girls, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know what they stand in need of. Lord, I don't know how to pray for them, but you know just how to pray for them, God. In the name of Jesus, one needs you for one thing and some need you for another. Lord, I'm asking you today to touch today, God. I ask you today to touch somebody's car that their car won't start today. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to give somebody some bus for today that don't have them. Somebody needs some milk for the kids. Somebody needs Pampers right now, God. I'm asking you today to look down and have mercy, Lord. Somebody need gas to go to work, Lord. In the name of Jesus, do it for them, Lord. You know what they need on today. I don't know, Lord, but you know them. Those in the shelter homes, those eating out the trash cans, those sleeping on park benches, those sleeping in the train station, on the sidewalk, walk in the bus station, God. I ask you to cover them, God, and bless them, God. Feed and guide them, lead them, God. In the name of Jesus, bless their children and family, God. In the name of Jesus, and those that don't know you, in the pardon of their sin, God. I'm asking you today, God, in the name of Jesus, cause something to happen that they may come running, asking what they must do to be saved on today. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you to touch this person with a headache today. Touch this person, God. In the name of Jesus, blood pressure is up today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you right now, God, to give somebody a sound mind, God. In the name of Jesus, I bind up that dementia spirit of all diamonds. In the name of Jesus, give them their mind back, God. And give them their mind back, God. Hallelujah. Give them their mind back today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we need you, Lord. We can't make it without you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We can't do this without you today. Lord, I ask you right now to bless everyone that I came into contact with today. Bless them, God. Bless everyone that spoke to me today. Bless everyone that waited on me today. Bless them, God, with the blessing that they stand in need of. Father, I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen, amen. And so let it be. Amen. And I thank and praise God for this word on today. I give God all the praise and glory today for this opportunity. We're going to get ready to close out. Hallelujah. I just thank and praise God for you, and you in your support. I don't take your support for granted because you don't have to be on here. There's too many other places that you can be. But I give God glory that you support me. I don't take that for granted. God bless you all. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to just cover them and thank you for each one of them, God. Thank you for each one of them and their families, Lord, and just keep them covered on today and bless them in the name of Jesus. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you all. You know I love you. I'm praying for you. Y'all know I'll be right back on the morning live at the same regular time. God bless you. Y'all have a blessed day. I love y'all.
Amen. God bless you. Love you.
God bless you, too. Love you, too. God bless y'all.
God bless you. Love you.
Yep. God bless you, honey. Love you.